This is program number LW2506. Well, I've got a new creation story for you today. Hi, this is Larry West. In the beginning, God sent a creation bill to Congress. It proposed a crash program under which everything from light to man would be created in 6 days. It ran into trouble almost immediately. The powerful light lobby was unhappy with the bill's language, which said, "Let there be light." That suggested light was going to be free. So the lobby demanded that the bill clearly spell out the light industry's right to sell light without divine interference. This provoked powerful opposition from the business groups, which wanted the light tax deductible if used for business purposes. Another fierce struggle developed in the House Firmament Committee about the creation of dry land. The bill said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit upon the earth." All very nice, House members noted, but the bill was suspiciously silent on such matters as oil. It was quickly amended to read, "Let there also be oil." Now, the issue of where the oil was to be placed was not so readily settled. Congressmen from Louisiana and Texas wanted the oil created in their states, while those from New England wanted it created under Route 128 outside Boston. Eventually, under the Proxmire Compromise, Texas and Louisiana got the oil and New England got the great whales. All this by no means was the problem solved, for the Joint Committee on Man was faced with lobbies fighting over the design characteristics of man. Women objected. They wanted the committee's name changed to the Joint Committee on Person. They won, chiefly with the assistance of the medical lobbies led by the AMA, which wanted the specifications to include an appendix and a gallbladder. Consumer lobbyists argued that the only conceivable purpose for putting in an appendix and gallbladder was to provoke work for surgeons. However, when the feminist lobby agreed to support the appendix and gallbladder amendment in return for the AMA's agreement to support renaming the committee, the fight was settled. There were many more. One of the bitterest was the proposal that man be created in the image of God. Foundations and fundraising groups contested it. Since God is perfect and eternal, they pointed out, a man designed in his image would also be perfect and eternal, and a creation peopled exclusively by perfect and eternal persons would be unbearably dull. The matter was finally settled when a deal was made about jaw design. The dental lobby had proposed an absurd scheme in which 3 or 4 dozen small pieces of bone would be awkwardly planted in the jawbone, where they would be subject to quick decay and easy loss. The drawings for this design looked so ridiculous that the Subcommittee on Mastication discarded them after a glance and instead chose a sensible 2-piece cutting and grinding device of durable titanium. The dental lobby carried the day, however, when it formed a coalition with the funeral and fundraising industries, which is why to this day we are imperfect, temporary, and found at the dentist office twice a year. Congressmen are too, which suggests that justice isn't entirely dead. There you have it, a new creation story. I say it's a creation story. If it had really gone to Congress, it more than likely would yet to be seen accomplished. You know, it just goes to show you how bogged down we people can get trying to do it all ourselves. I'm sure glad God didn't have to fight Congress to get this world of ours created. Believe it or not, he did it all in just 6 days, and all by himself. And what a fantastic job he did. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. That's what the Bible says. While we appoint committees and lobby and fuss and fume and frustrate ourselves and still find ourselves unable to get the job done, God can lean over, open his mouth, say a few words, and create 10 trillion stars. Fantastic. What a God we have. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that discusses that great God of ours. The course is free. More than 70,000 people have enrolled in it. It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.